The Rib Lake School District had their regular school board meeting last Thursday. Here's Superintendent of Schools Lori Mannion with notes on that meeting.
Well, after we got through the general startup, we looked at our policy revisions. We had our second reading on many policies covering most of the 200s and 600 series levels. And then we reported out on our curriculum and professional development. I gave an update on and recap of Friday, January 20th, when the Rib Lake School District teachers met with the Medford and the Prentice teachers at the mini slate experience that we had, and a big thank you to Laura Lundy in Medford who helped organize all of this. I showed a video that she had put together just summarizing the entire day, and so that just was a great opportunity for all of the teachers from the local area to come together and focus on students and engage in networking conversations to improve student learning and teaching. So that was all pretty exciting. And just continuing on the professional development that we've been working on here in third quarter, personalized learning, blended technology and learning and social studies and science. In fact, I know we've got some of our teachers from both math and social studies traveling to other school districts to take a look at what they're doing in the area of personalized learning, and our K-2 teachers are going to be traveling east of here to take a look as well at what they're doing with some of their reading and writing workshops. So we've also got math and instruction and grouping of students, professional development, as well as innovative technology, and of course we're on our ongoing update of our English language arts curriculum writing. So good things happening in the curriculum and professional development area. And then we had Stacy Telesti, one of our board members, give a recap on the WASB joint convention, and she talked about some of the sessions she attended, which included some policy review, and also she went to one on future ready schools, and we are pleased to say that we're making progress in that area and using some of the research and the support resources that they have in the Future Ready area. So excited about that. I then gave an update on our January 2017 enrollment, and we are down two students, but overall doing well, staying balanced. Unlike many small rural school districts in the Northwoods, we are not seeing that kind of decline. In fact, we're down one from last year. So we've been, at least in my time here in the last 5 years, just a really steady state and seeing some growth, and then we lose a few. But overall, really balanced enrollment, which is very helpful in the budget planning process. And then just an update on our board vacancies. The positions we have open are the Village of Rib Lake. That's Scott Everson's position, and it looks like we've got one candidate who submitted paperwork on time for that. And then Joan Magnuson will be stepping down as well as Scott, and she's in the towns of Hill and Spirit. And no one came forward for that, and so we encourage anybody who's living in that town of Hill or town of Spirit area, if they're interested, to please contact district office, and then it would be a write-in campaign for that position. So we're hoping someone will come forward, and we'll have that seat filled here in the April election. I then talked about the Culture of Success seminar that's coming up at Forest Springs. We are very fortunate to have Tim Kite return to this area, and he just is a national and international trainer, and so we're excited to have him here as well. People may not know it, but he's Urban Meyer's right-hand man, helping to transform the Ohio State Buckeyes football team. So he had a lot to do with that. So we're glad that he comes this direction, and he will be stopping here Thursday afternoon and speaking to the entire staff for a little bit on March 2nd. And then he will be presenting to area students and coaches that evening, and then leaders from across the Northwoods will be joining him on Friday at Forest Springs, and we will be bringing a team there as well, because a lot of what our culture process here, culture of champions, is based on a lot of what Tim Kite has done along with our Taylor County drug opposition partners. So we're excited about having Tim once again in this area. Rick Carty wasn't able to attend. Most of you know he's coaching the JV basketball girls team. So I was able to announce for him the 2017 valedictorian, and that will be Michaela Blomberg, and she is the daughter of Stephen Krista Blomberg, and our salutatorian this year is Hunter Swan, son of Dan and Elise Swan. So we're excited about that, and we have our ACTs, of course, coming up on February 28th, so actually our middle school students will be moving to the high school that day, and our 11th graders will be testing over in the middle school. And we wanted to thank A&B Processing. They donated new welding booths to our high school shop. So I stepped in there here just on last week, and they just look real good, and the kids are really enjoying them, creating a much better environment for our welding area. And then we had recognition of our AED donation. Many people may not know that we don't have an AED in the middle school. We've got them in the high school and in the elementary school. So a big thank you to Judy LeMaster, our school nurse, who worked hard and was able to get money, finances to support another purchase of an AED. And so a big thank you to Marshfield Clinic and Security Health for funding the AED purchase and installment. And then we asked the board to consider continuing with Hawkins Ash CPA as our auditor, and so the board did approve a 3-year contract with them and had some discussion second time around with our 2017-18 school calendar, and the board did approve our 2017-18 calendar with a 9-1, so it's an interesting start date, but that is Friday, September 1st will be the start date for next year. And they did approve a second calendar in the event that our legislators changed the law to allow schools to start prior to September 1st. And I had a committee working with me to develop these two calendars, and the recommendation and then board approval was that we look at an 8:30 start date next year for 2017 and then gradually work to a little bit earlier in August, probably the preceding week, just because many of our athletes, football, volleyball, and cross country are already back to school, and many have been back to school since the beginning of August. So just hoping that they consider allowing us to start before September 1. But so two calendars approved, and the one that we are going with right now would be September 1st.
Our thanks to Lori Mannion, Superintendent of Schools for the Rib Lake School District.